It's the horn music.
Yes, isn't it delightful?
Music.
Welcome to the April Fool's edition of the Pewcast. It's episode 52. This is Warren Kelly, and we've got new music coming up for you this week. Starting with this band, this is Ilya, with a song called Last Night.
The cold, wet rain falls upon my broken face, burning my scars, remembering the pain. Making me feel hollow inside again. But that was last night. I'll scream your name, Jesus. Will you save me? Falling further away, grasping for anything, but everything seems to slip away. Give me the strength to stand. Okay.
and just somebody we haven't played in a real long time. That was the Myriad with this, with the song called Stretched Over. But hey, what the heck? This next band is another new band. This is Pawn with a song called Jericho. Week is in Psalm number 44. This is a fairly long psalm, so we're not going to be reading it all today. O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old. With your own hand drove out the nations, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples, but them you set free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm, and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. You are my king, O God. Ordain salvation for Jacob. Through you we push down our foes. Through your name we tread down those who rise up against us. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me. But you have saved us from our foes. And have put us to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever. But you have rejected us and disgraced us, and have not gone out with our armies. You have made us turn back from the foe, and those who hate us have gotten spoil. You have made us like sheep for slaughter, and have scattered us among the nations. You have told your people, you have sold your people for a trifle, demanding no high price for them. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors, the derision and scorn of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations, a laughingstock among the peoples. All day long my disgrace is before me, and shame has covered my face at the sound of the taunter and reviler, at the sight of the enemy and the avenger. And I'm going to read one verse that's going to start our next reading on the next show. All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you, and we have not been false to your covenant. Sometimes we think that in the Old Testament, especially people like David and others who wrote the Psalms, we think that they had it all figured out. We think that they knew exactly what was going on and God gave them all the answers. Well, this is an example where the writer of this psalm has no clue why they lost the battle. And I think it's important for us to remember that, yes, God did go out with the army of Israel, but not always. And not always because he was going to punish them. There were instances and circumstances in the life of the nation of Israel that God let them do things on their own. And you know what? I think in this case, he was trying to remind them that without him, they're going to fail. And if you think about the history of the nation of Israel, they came into the land of Canaan, the promised land that God gave them, and basically took, turn a phrase, kick butt and took names. They went in there and they overthrew everybody. People were afraid when they found out the children of Israel were coming their way. And when your nation is like that, it's easy to get an egotistical, arrogant attitude. It's easy to get almost a bully type of an attitude. And I think that possibly in this situation, and we're not sure exactly which battle they're talking about in this, but I think it is entirely possible that God was trying to teach the people of Israel that, hey, you're not all that. Sometimes we have to be taken down a few pegs. Whether it's as a church, as a body of Christ, or even as a nation. We have to be taken down a few pegs. We need to be reminded that we're not all that in a bag of chips. God is in control. So remember that the next time things go poorly for you, even though that you thought that you were doing it for the right reasons and that you had God's support behind you. Remember that every so often God lets us fail so that we appreciate him more. Sometimes God lets us fail so the next time out we rely on him more. And then the next time out, we have an even greater success than we could have possibly imagined.
Excuse me, can I have your attention for just 60 seconds, please? Thank you. Do you have a portable media player? Are you looking for some great content? Maybe you're sitting at your desk at work looking for something to brighten your day. Are you a podcaster looking to cross-promote with other podcasters? Are you tired of digging through the podcast directories? Then now, yeah, right now, is the time to let the podcast start coming to you. Hi, I'm Dave Jackson from the Podcast Promo Show, and every day at the Podcast Promo Show, we reach into the grab bag of promos that are sent to us from podcasters, and we pull out one, and we share it with the world. The great thing about podcasting is there are podcasts about every subject, so every day, this quick podcast will help you discover great content one promo at a time. You can find us at podcastpromoshow.com. That's podcastpromoshow.com.
I've had that promo sitting on my hard drive for a little while now and had actually forgotten about it. And then on the, I guess it was last show or the show before, one of the recent School of Podcasting morning announcements shows, Dave gave me a plug. Because I had answered a survey, and I didn't think anything of it. I mean, the man has hundreds of listeners to the podcast, so I didn't think anything about it. But he only got 9 responses to the survey. So the moral of this story is, hey, answer your surveys. You might get a free plug. So Dave gave me a shout-out on his show, gave me a little bit of a hard time because I don't own my own domain name anymore, but I'm working on it. And seriously, go over and check out the podcast promo show and check out his other shows too. Dave is like a mega podcaster. He podcasts more in one day than I do in a month. So go over and check that out. Link will be in the show notes. And check out all of his stuff. And if you're interested in podcasting, schoolofpodcasting.com is the way to go. And I don't even get an affiliate buck for that one, Dave. Anyway, coming up right now, thanks to IOTA PromoNet, we've got Kennebec. This is And You.
So many have had, but my doubts open right in my hands.
Find wonderful things at PodSafe Music Network, like this band. This is One Day Remains with Why Don't You Tell Me?
All this time you've been alone, all this pain you've made your own. You could see inside what you could be. What can I do to make you see what I can't see? Show me what I can't do to make you see it. Tell me what you need so that I can be a part of you. You've been alone, all this pain you've made your own. I wish you could see inside what
Jesus, I know you have a plan for me. Show me the way.
Slave's Wage there with Show Me the Way. Give a couple shout-outs to some podcasters and podcasts. First of all, my daughters. Some of you have heard Montgomery doing her guest spots here on the PewCast, and she did a great job on the Christmas edition of the PewCast, and she liked it so much she said, "Daddy, I want my own podcast." So if you go to montgomery.podomatic.com, there you will find the Daddy and Monkey cast. And I'm the daddy, and she's the monkey. That's how that works. We do a few songs. She talks about her week and talks about a book that she's reading for school. So it's a family-friendly thing. If your kids want to listen, they can listen. They might actually enjoy it, but they might also want you to teach them how to podcast. Also, JT from JT Indie Music Cast played his promo a few weeks ago on the show, and he has hooked up with Farpoint Media. So he is now a network podcaster, which means that, well, it means he's on a network. I used to be, and the network went bye-bye. So now I'm doing the solo thing again. Oh, well. But make sure you go over to JT's page, give him a congratulations. And if you're not subscribed to his show yet, well, why the heck not? If you like this show and this far into the show, you ought to like it, or you're just wasting a lot of time. But if you like this show, you'll like his, too. We play a lot of the a similar kind of music. We don't play all the same bands, although I've found a few bands on his show that I'm going to have to see about playing on this show. So if you hear something familiar there, you'll know why. But head over to JT's page, give him a shout, and register for the contest that he's got going on. He's got some cool swag from one of the labels that he plays, and he's giving it away. And if I got cool swag from labels, I'd give it away, too. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to go eat worms. Rounded out the show this week, we've got Among the Thirst, a song called Homeward Bound. See you next time on the PewCast.
Can only be lonely.
View from the Pew Radio is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 license. All scripture in the Pewcast is taken from the English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Text provided by the Crossway Bibles web service. Link provided in the show notes at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. Feedback is appreciated either in the comments at the website or through email at pewpodcast@gmail.com.